she just looks so beautiful with all the rubble and gray and brown and this beautiful red dress. And so I asked her if she would mind if I took her photograph. And she was extremely warm and kind and willing and said, absolutely, please, would you like me to remove the mask? And I said, no, that's part of this picture and story. So she left that on. I took some photographs and she told me this was her daughter's home. And her daughter had imported all of the contents from India. There were maybe four people in the background digging through the ashes while I was taking her photograph. And so, yeah, all the content had been imported from India. I'm sure a beautiful home, as they are in that area. And we just had a wonderful, kind, compassionate conversation.
Now, there's a lot of talk, and it's easy talk, about how the fire was a sort of an equal opportunity fire, burning the middle class, the poor out of their homes, the very wealthy in our area. These are places where people's lives have been upended,
yeah.
And each of them in their own way has felt this. It might be easier to recover if you have resources,
right?
But
exactly.
At this stage, there's a sense of all of this being, in some case, the same. How would you talk about that?
I agree entirely. The particular house that I went up to see in Fountain Grove was beautiful, beautiful mansion. And you would never know by looking at it. And Jim was rescuing pieces of cutlery that had no monetary value, where they weren't special, but they were extremely special to him because they had survived. And so I agree that it just levels the field, and that this one teacup that survived, you know, that's what's important. And that teacup could be in Journey's End, it could be in Fountain Grove. It really makes everybody kind of on the same playing field as far as the experience they had.
But I want, just before we stop, I want to hear more about you. How have you been changed?
Have I been changed? Well, certainly being reminded that things can disappear in an instant, and to have gratitude. After the first time I went out, I went home and I just held my son, you know, extra tight, because people did lose people they loved. You know, I hugged my dog because people lost animals that they loved. So I think just a reminder, I mean, I realized that before, but a reminder of how fleeting life is and how we need to treasure and have gratitude and appreciate what we do have, and that it could be taken away at any point. But also the human spirit, you know, that comes through. And again, when I'm driving around, any messages I see on trees, I will be back. We will rebuild. And just signs everywhere that people are leaving to let themselves and everybody know that they're survivors, they're strong, and they will get through this.